Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book In the Company of Women: Inspiration and Advice from Over 100 Makers, Artists, and Entrepreneurs is a nonfiction collection by Grace Bonney, best known as the founder of Design Sponge. Published in 2016, the book gathers short interviews and portraits of more than 100 women working across creative and entrepreneurial fields, including design, art, food, writing, and craft. Rather than presenting a single argument in a conventional business book format, it builds its purpose through many voices, showing how women with different backgrounds approach work, risk, and independence. The book combines practical advice with visual documentation, using original photographs of the subjects in their workspaces to reinforce the connection between identity, environment, and creative practice. Its central value lies in making women's labor visible, while also translating lived experience into guidance that readers can apply to their own careers or projects. As a result, it functions both as a source of inspiration and as a record of contemporary creative entrepreneurship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a multi-voice portrait of women building creative and independent careers, the book's defining structure is its breadth. Grace Bonney does not focus on one profession, age group, or social background. Instead, she presents more than 100 women from a wide range of creative and entrepreneurial fields. That choice matters because it resists the idea that there is one correct path to making a career in the creative economy. A ceramicist, a chef, a writer, a designer, or a shop owner may face different market conditions, but the book shows that they often share similar concerns about autonomy, persistence, and self-definition. The short interview format also keeps the emphasis on the women themselves rather than on author commentary. This creates a cumulative effect. The book becomes a large-scale pattern study of how women build work around skill, values, and adaptability. Its importance is not just representation for its own sake, but the way diversity of subjects produces a more realistic picture of creative labor. Readers encounter multiple models of legitimacy, which makes the book especially useful for people who do not fit traditional career templates. Secondly, practical guidance distilled from lived experience rather than theory. Although the book is visually rich and celebratory, it is not only inspirational. One of its main functions is to extract usable advice from the subject's experiences. Across the interviews, recurring ideas include trusting intuition, building meaningful relationships, staying organized through daily routines, and remaining patient during periods of uncertainty. These points are important because they ground entrepreneurship in habits and choices rather than abstract ambition. The book treats creative careers as something sustained through repeated practice, not sudden breakthrough. That approach gives the reader concrete material to think with how to manage time, how to make decisions, how to keep working when progress is uneven, and how to stay aligned with personal values while building a business. Because the advice comes from people actually doing the work, it carries practical credibility. At the same time, the book avoids pretending that there is a universal formula. The lesson is not that all successful people follow the same steps, but that durable work often depends on a mix of discipline, self-knowledge, and flexibility. This makes the book more useful than a simple collection of inspirational slogans. Thirdly, visibility as a cultural and professional intervention. A major theme in the book is visibility. Bonney frames the project as a way to make women in business, art, and making more publicly legible, especially women whose work has historically been overlooked or treated as marginal. The interviews are therefore not just individual profiles. Together, they form a corrective to narrow cultural ideas about who gets to be seen as an entrepreneur or creative leader. This matters because visibility affects opportunity. When readers encounter a wide range of women across different industries, they see evidence that authority and innovation are not limited to a few familiar public figures. The book also suggests that being visible has a ripple effect. Once one woman's path is documented, it becomes easier for others to imagine their own. That is why the collection has an intergenerational dimension. It is concerned not only with the women profiled now, but also with the future readers who may use these stories as reference points. In this sense, the book functions as both archive and intervention, recording contemporary women's work while also challenging the structures that keep such work underrepresented. Fourthly, photography and design turn the book into a material study of workspaces. The photographs are not decorative extras, they are part of the book's argument. By showing the women in their studios, shops, kitchens, or offices, the images connect creative identity to physical environment. This matters because workspaces reveal how people organize labor, aesthetics, and daily life. A room can signal discipline, improvisation, resourcefulness, or personal style, and the book uses those signals to deepen each profile. The visual component also keeps the book from becoming purely textual or abstract. readers are invited to observe the objects, surfaces, tools, and arrangements that shape creative practice. That makes the book especially effective as a hybrid of interview collection and visual documentation. The design reinforces the sense that entrepreneurship is embodied and situated, not just conceptual, for many readers. This is what distinguishes the book from a standard advice anthology. It lets them see the environments in which work happens, which gives context to the advice being offered. The result is a more complete portrait of creative life, one that links personality, labor, and space in a single framework. Lastly, a book about community, mentorship, and shared inheritance, beyond individual achievement, the book emphasizes connection among women. The profiles repeatedly suggest that creative work is strengthened by support networks, collaboration, and the willingness to pass along knowledge. This is significant because it counters the myth of the isolated self-made figure. In practice, most creative careers depend on encouragement, reference points, and access to other people's experience. Bonnie's collection shows that mentorship can be informal and distributed, happening through public storytelling as much as through direct teaching. The book also positions its subjects as contributors to a larger collective memory. By speaking openly about failure, doubt, and persistence, they offer future readers a usable inheritance. That idea gives the book a social purpose beyond personal motivation. It is not simply asking readers to admire successful women. It is encouraging them to join an ongoing exchange of knowledge. As a result, the book has value in both personal and communal terms. It teaches that creative independence does not exclude solidarity, and that one of the most durable forms of achievement is helping make room for others after you. In conclusion, In the Company of Women will be most useful to readers interested in creative work, small business, women in entrepreneurship, design culture, and contemporary nonfiction that combines interviews with visual material. It is especially relevant for emerging makers, freelancers, founders, artists, and readers who want practical insight without the rigid structure of a how-to manual. The book offers value on two levels. First, it provides concrete patterns of thought and practice drawn from real working women. Second, it creates a broader cultural record of women's labor across different industries and life stages. That dual purpose helps it stand out from many similar inspirational books, which often rely on a single voice or a narrow definition of success. Bonnie's collection is more varied, more visually grounded, and more attentive to the social meaning of representation. Its emphasis on workspaces, routines, and shared advice makes it both usable and documentary in character. For readers who want a book that is as much about community and visibility as it is about achievement, this title remains distinctive within the category of creative entrepreneurship and women-centered nonfiction. If you would like to support Grace Bonnie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.